KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have cloudy skies. It's 46 degrees. We picked up another 1/100th of an inch of precipitation since we last spoke, bringing us to 2/100ths of an inch here at the KJAN studios. And we look forward to be mostly cloudy with occasional rain today, a high of 55. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. The CAM School Board has two special meetings set for this evening. The first at 6 p.m. is at the CAM Middle School in Messina. On the agenda is discussion and possible action on approval of an agreement with the CAM Education Association for 2019-2020, approval of changes to the CAM Employees Handbook, and consider the cost associated with a superintendent search. And at 7 p.m., the CAM and Nottoway Valley School Boards will hold a joint special session in the Nottoway Valley Middle School Media Center. On the agenda is discussion and possible action on the superintendent search process and timelines, as well as the selection of a superintendent search firm. Both meetings are being held following the announcement April 18th that Dr. Casey Burlaw had been selected as the next superintendent for the Carroll Community School District and has accepted that position. Medevac ambulance and Atlantic Fire and Rescue were called to eastbound Interstate 80 at about mile marker 56 Monday afternoon for a two-vehicle accident. According to dispatch reports, the accident happened around 12:56 p.m. when an elderly male apparently suffered from a seizure. The man was transported to the Cass County Hospital. One of the vehicles involved in the accident was a mid-sized U-Haul truck, which was seen deep in the South Ditch. No other details are currently available. Officials at the Atlantic Police Department report 52-year-old Richard Lewis of Atlantic was arrested Saturday for violation of a no-contact order. Lewis was booked into the Cass County Jail. And no injuries were reported following an accident Saturday in the 200 block of Chestnut Street. A skid loader was hauling a large barrel from across the street at around 11:15 a.m. when it struck a legally parked vehicle owned by Harlan Cisco of Atlantic. The driver of the skid loader was identified as Douglas Mitchell of Atlantic. Damage from the mishap amounted to $2,000. There were no citations issued. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones will administer the oath of office to the city's newest police officer on Wednesday. Officer Dustin Gellner began working with the Atlantic Police Department on April 24th. Originally from Vinton, Louisiana, Gellner met his wife Michelle, an Atlantic native, while serving in the armed forces for 5 years. Michelle Gellner is currently a nurse at CCMH. Both moved to town and have found a home to raise their family. The couple has a 2.5-year-old son and recently welcomed a daughter who is now 3 months old. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday will also act on approving an application for the Bada Bada Bing Bang Rally set for May the 18th. The rally at Vintage Military Quote has been a popular event over the past few years and requires certain temporary road closures for the 3 p.m. cruise that begins and ends at the Armory or American Legion building. The Atlantic Police will provide an escort for those participants. In other business, the City Council will hold a public hearing on the sale of 602 Spruce Street, followed by a resolution acting on the sale of the property. They will also act on approving a resolution authorizing a loan agreement and issuance of bonds for the General Obligation Solid Waste Management Note. City Administrator John Lund points out the city is a member of a 28E organization that operates a Cass County landfill. The city, he said, is required to support the landfill financially if the landfill determines it's necessary, and the landfill has implemented a per capita fee of $12 per residence, payable in four equal installments over the course of the fiscal year for a total of $85,344. Since the city does not have the ability to put that kind of financial obligation out of the general fund over the long term, Lund says the bonding for the is not logical, and that leaves only the option of working with the local banks for a paper debt and make an immediate payment on the principal and any interest. The council will act on a resolution approving the contracts and bonds for the 2019 Palm Street Improvement Project and a resolution setting May 15th as the date for a public hearing on amending the fiscal year 2019 budget. The city council meeting begins at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday at City Hall. Police in Creston say there were four arrests Monday at around 8:30 p.m. 39-year-old Jonathan Taylor of Palmyra was arrested for public intoxication. He was later released on a $300 bond. A man and woman were arrested Monday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. 40-year-old Sean Farlow and 37-year-old Joanne Farlow, both of Creston, were arrested on Union County warrants for theft in the fifth degree. Both were later released on $300 bond each. And at around 11:35 a.m. on Monday, 18-year-old Blaine McIntosh of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for dissemination and exhibition of obscene material. He was later released on a $1,000 bond. Creston police said also that a woman residing in the 400 block of North Mulberry Street reported that sometime between 12 a.m. Sunday and 8 a.m. Monday, someone shot the passenger window of her vehicle with a BB gun. While the vehicle was parked outside of the residence, the damage was estimated at $200. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a Red Oak woman was arrested Monday afternoon on a bench warrant for probation violation. 23-year-old Allison Nicole Oftenberg was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater last night said six arrests had taken place over the past week. Most recently on April 26th, 43-year-old Scott William Richard Funk of Greenfield was arrested by Greenfield police for driving under suspension. Funk was released a short time later on a $300 cash or surety bond. On April 25th, 30-year-old Matthew Allen Dillon of Fontenelle was arrested by Adair County deputies on an Adair County warrant for domestic abuse assault by impeding air and or blood flow causing bodily injury. Dillon was later released on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. There were three arrests that took place April 24th in Adair County. 57-year-old Sally Jane Davis of Orient was arrested for assault on persons in certain occupations, in this case a health care provider, without injury. She was released the following day on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. 33-year-old Justin Lucas Starr of Guthrie Center was arrested April 24th for possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, marijuana, and possession of controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving while barred, and on citations for registration violation, failure to provide proof of financial liability, and fraudulent use of registration. Starr was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. And 49-year-old Donald James Noggle of Casey was arrested April 24th by Stewart police for violation of a no-contact order when he sent text messages to a woman in Stewart. Noggle claimed he wasn't aware that sending text messages was counted as communication. He was cited and released a few hours later. And on April 21st, 33-year-old John Lyle Van Scoy of Orient was arrested for driving while barred, habitual offender, and on a Department of Corrections warrant for violation of parole. Van Scoy was being held without bond in the Adair County Jail on the warrant and $2,000 bond for the driving while barred charge. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.